a surprise. I know that you have, 'cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and
I want to finish up on coverage right now of the Democrats trying to trigger a civil war. I want to come back, shift gears to all the other news, and I want to give out the toll-free number to cover any subject you want. But specifically, obviously, I want to get into Trump green-lighting going into Iran to back the opposition. Bunch of news I haven't gotten to yet, all the things happening in Minnesota and so much more. So I'll give the number out right when we start the next segment. Then we have one of the most outspoken victims of Jeffrey Epstein, documented victim, joining us in the third hour to give her take on the latest developments, the Clintons refusing to testify to Congress, and more. And we'll continue with calls and news analysis into the fourth hour today, ahead of the War Room with Harrison Smith, 3 p.m. Central. But here is Republican Congressman Byron Donalds, nukes Governor Tim Walz during House testimony about ICE agents in Minnesota.
Is it the responsibility of ICE to actually deport illegal aliens in the United States who are here? Isn't that their responsibility?
Yes, it is, Congressman, except that the Constitution is not an inconvenience. It's not an either or.
Nobody said an inconvenience. He have a responsibility to deport illegal aliens. And the president is going through that process right now. And let's be very clear, the previous administration, they abused every process there is under border laws to allow more than 10 million people into the country illegally. And this is a burden on all Americans. And so the president is doing his job. So it is sick to refer to Americans who are ICE agents as Gestapo. Governor, you're wrong. You need to apologize to these agents. They're doing their jobs. They are Americans. They serve this country with honor and decency and respect. Do not diminish their work simply because you tried to make a cheap point that you could tweet. I yield back.
Now, back at the time, last year, I made a big deal about the Democrats saying, we want to get people killed in ICE raids. That's their plan. Now it's finally hitting Fox News, thank God. Here's the clip of that.
Axios story that made my jaw drop a couple of months ago, and it sort of come back online on the Twitter world. And this is what they wrote. They talked to Democrats who were talking to their constituents, and they were telling them to get shot for the anti-Trump resistance. This is what one of those Democrats, House Democrats, told Axios. Some of them have suggested what we really need to do is be willing to get shot when visiting ICE facilities or federal agencies. And then goes on to say our own base is telling us that what we're doing is not enough. There needs to be blood to grab the attention of the press and the public. That's coming from House Democrats. That's what they're hearing from their constituents.
I'm glad you brought this up, Aisha, because this is what they want to happen. They want confrontation, they want conflict, and they want to create situations where awful things like this could happen. Again, my argument here would be just what you said. If you want to protest ICE, if you want to march down the streets and you want to say this shouldn't be happening here, go vote in 2026, go vote in 2028. We had an election in 2024. President Trump ran on just this and he won the popular vote. He won every swing state, all seven of them. The American public said, we want President Trump to do this. We want Tom Homan, Kristi Noem. Okay, if you disagree, go out and advocate against it. But do not create these situations where you are making it more dangerous for everyone. Why in the world would you be showing up at the sites of ICE investigations and ICE arrests and trying to create these situations? I think it's unfortunate. They want people to get shot. They wanted Renee Good to get shot. They want more people to get shot. They're trying to put ICE agents in a perspective where they fear for their lives and they feel like they need to act out here. There are not going to be any criminal charges against this ICE agent. There shouldn't be, but they want more of these situations because they want to catch an ICE agent doing something improper so that they can argue that all this should be shut down. That's their goal, clearly.
Well, they certainly think they have the momentum to be able to come back to the Hill and threaten to now shut down the government again to try to reform the Department of Homeland Security. I don't know how that's going to go.
I'm an influencer, by the way. I'm a patriot and a journalist and a pundit and analysis and a futurist and a father got him. Loves God. Influencer comes from the time of Plato and Aristotle and Socrates. And influencers are people that use rhetoric without facts and reality and logic to convince dumb people. So when the globalists call you all influencers and you go, yeah, I'm an influencer. It just shows how stupid you are. Stop calling yourselves influencers. I'm a philosopher. I'm a warrior. I'm a game changer. I'm a historian. I'm a fighter. I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I got red blood. It's pumping through my big heart fast. I like life and freedom and justice. I like women. I like red meat. I like guns. I like sunsets and puppy dogs. And ladies of the night, to quote Waylon Jennings.
Coming to you live from the Infowars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
All right, even before Trump won re-election, hard to believe 14 months ago, just in 7 days, it'll be 1 year he's been in office, sworn in. The Podesta plan, Carville, all of their top people were on the shows. We played the clips many times. So many times, listeners said, why does he keep covering? I said, because nobody else is. They're out there telling their people, Homan and the National Guard are going to come in and they're going to kill migrants and kill black people. And I was like, how do you know the National Guard's going to be called out? Because they were going to get violent and block them. You had all these mayors and governors say, we're going to fight them. And then they said, we need blood. We need them to get killed. We need illegals to get killed. We need citizens to get killed. And I showed you their speeches and them saying it. And then last July, Axios runs a headline meeting with top Democrats saying, we need constituents to go out and get aggressive and get in ISIS face and bump their cars and do all this and hope something bad happens and try to provocateur the general public to actually kill them. So that when they defend themselves, we can call them Hitler. And now the Democrats are talking about another government shutdown. The excuse this time is to defund DHS or defund the Border Patrol because, quote, they're criminals. So we've been harping on this a long, long, long time. There's Axios, Democrats told to get shot for anti-Trump resistance. And so here we are. The good news is the truth's getting out. But even Trump on Air Force One yesterday was talking about the shooting of Ms. Good. And he goes, well, you've seen the footage shot by the ICE agent. You see the car hit him. You hear the crunch. It's pretty clear he got hit. He doesn't know there's footage from the side and the front showing him bouncing off the hood and her hitting him. Because I've not even seen it on Fox, folks. Maybe you've seen it. I've missed it. And I've watched a lot. But MSNBC's like, look, clearly he's standing at the side of the car. They show a totally different agent. That footage of him bouncing off the hood of the car has been out since the day she died. And still, it hasn't been given to Trump. Still, the key, like, here's the total exoneration to shut this down, has not been put up. I put it out. Tim Pool put it out. Benny Johnson put it out. We all did that day. But not everybody's on X or Rumble. And so they can sit there and they can lie all day long. Democrats are being told to get shot for the anti-Trump resistance. And finally, it's on Fox News talking about that 7 months later. Good. Meanwhile, ICE Watch training 4,000 activists in violent anti-ICE enforcement tactics. telling them they're illegal, they're criminals. The police chief saying, we're going to arrest them. They're going to jail. Get out there. Use your Second Amendment. Get guns. And it's all a talking point. Whether it's Don Lemon months ago, or whether it's the mayors, or the Capitol J6 leftist police spokespersons saying this is criminal, they're Gestapo, get your guns. You have a right under the Second Amendment to get guns, and you know, do what? The Second Amendment isn't you have a right to just randomly say you can go kill somebody. But notice the left suddenly loves the Second Amendment because they're saying it's a communist green light to do whatever they want. They got all the churches around the country captured by the left doing all their fake ICE raid drills and how to act like victims. This is about breaking the back of the very sovereignty of our nation. So ahead of a Jeffrey Epstein survivor to give her take on everything that's unfolding, joining us in the next hour, I want to open the phones up right now and take 10 calls or so. I don't want to get more than that because I don't want to keep you on hold. And after she leaves us, I'll open the phones up again in the fourth hour, interspersed with all the other news, breaking information. And looking at the deep state liberals trying to capture and kidnap another one of Musk's children as a prize to cut his penis off. Because in their cult, like if they can get Elon Musk's kids and do that, that's a big bonus with Satan. It's like capture the flag, capture the Roman standard. Because if you can get the alpha male's kids and get their future, it's almost as good as killing them. Maybe even better. So there's bounties out on Elon Musk's son's genitals. I'm not even joking. That's how sick the left is. That's coming up. So I'll give you the toll-free number here on this Tuesday transmission. The number is, what I'm going to do first-time callers, by the way. Only first-time callers. Or let's say this. If you haven't been on the show in a year, because I want to give the new listeners, a lot of folks have speed dial. We love you, but come on. That's why half the time it's anybody can call. The other half it's first-time callers. Or let's just say if you haven't gotten on the show in a year or longer, I'd love to hear from you because I want to give other people a chance. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And if you are an ICE agent or the wife or husband of an ICE agent, you also let me know. You'll go to the head of the line. And if you disagree, and it's legitimate, you'll go to the head of the line. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. And I noticed the left over the years even had news articles saying, my show's fake, it's all staged, the calls are fake. Well, just call on yourself and get on the air and see how fake it is. This broadcast is so damn real, it's crazy. I'm 100% authentic. I mean, I don't even know how to be. The only thing I can be is authentic. I mean, when you're authentic, you're authentic. Like I've always said, you don't have integrity, you are integrity. And that's simple. You stand for stuff. And I've never even had to make a decision in my life to stand for what's right. My brain don't even work when it comes to corruption. It doesn't even operate like that. Oh, I know all about corruption better than they know. That's what's paradoxical about it. I got their number. I got their ass. But I just don't swim in their waters. It's I'm like in the world, but not of it. You know what I mean? Just like you. But they're just so upset that we're not for sale, folks, because we already sold out to God. Thank God. Yeah, I was sold out before I was put in my mother's womb. God knew me and knew you before you were in your mother's womb. It is predestination. But God already knew the decision you make. You did have free will. God knew the decision you were going to make already. It's a paradox. Everything's a paradigm shift. Toll-free number, 877-789-2539. Here's Trump's statement to everybody in Minnesota. It really is true. Do the people of Minnesota really want to live in a community in which there are thousands of already convicted murderers, drug dealers and addicts, rapists and violent released and escaped prisoners, dangerous people from foreign mental institutions and insane asylums, and other deadly criminals, too dangerous to even mention? All the patriots of ICE want to do is remove them from your neighborhood and send them back to the prisons and mental institutions from which they came, which most of them were dumped out. most in foreign countries who illegally entered the U.S. through Sleepy Joe Biden's horrible open borders policy. Why I say Sleepy Joe was premeditated, Joe. Every place we go, crime comes down. It is plunging. In Chicago, despite a weak and incompetent governor and mayor fighting us all the way, a big improvement was made. Thousands of criminals were removed. Minnesota Democrats love the unrest the anarchists and professional agitators are causing because it gets them spotlight off of the $19 billion. See, it's $24 billion, folks. It was stolen by really bad and deranged people. Fear not, great people of Minnesota. The day of reckoning and retribution is coming. Well, they are firing the U.S. attorneys that have been blocking the cases, so that is a positive first move. But look at these deceptive headlines. Tensions flare in Minnesota as protesters and federal agents repeatedly square off. I could play you 100 videos right now conservatively where they're shooting high-powered fireworks at them, throwing bottles at them, knocking their windows out. Journalists, local police are being attacked, breaking into hotels, spitting on the front desk people just because they heard ICE might be here, dehumanizing everyone. They are attacking. But it's always, ICE and the demonstrators got in a fight. No. If you're in a restaurant eating dinner, and I walk up to you and your wife eating dinner, hypothetically, and I just slap her across the face full power, should the newspaper headline say Alex Jones walks into restaurant, randomly assaults woman? Or should it say woman and Alex Jones get in fight? No, it'd be Alex Jones assaults woman. But every time we get attacked on the left, it's like, oh, we got in a fight. No. They got court orders to go get child molesters and bank robbers and you name it. That's who they're mainly getting. And then they're just met with screaming, howling, lunatic mobs that are on the Democrat payroll, attacking them, hitting them in the head with water bottles, everything else, shooting at them, you name it. And then they get to be told, you're illegitimate, you're a criminal, this is all illegal. Which they first did in their court cases that all got overturned. It's just such a hoax. And then again, I got Nick Fuentes back from a vacation on Thursday. And I think Nick's really smart. I agree with a lot of what he says. Some of it I don't. But the point is that compared to the left that's totally anti-Christian, anti-white, he's not radical. What do you expect to come out of those attacks? But I've been telling him last year, I said, let Trump gear up enforcement. Let Trump make his moves. It will be America first. Whoa, I'm seeing it. Yeah, he's getting more positive, you see. Because you really can't deny it that the proof's in the pudding. But if you don't control your borders, if you don't have sovereignty, you have nothing. And the idea that we can't deport people that are here illegally is just preposterous. And again, when Obama was in, he had four times the deportations that Trump ever has per year. But he had the infrastructure, and it was just known you do this. And then Biden gets in. It's the third administration of Biden, of Obama, and they just say, give us all your mentally ill. Give us all your criminals. And they just disgorge this army on us, and you've seen what's happened. And I said early on when he was president-elect, I said I would target people with big rap sheets first. I don't think the lady, you know, that runs a taco truck should be deported. And the super right wing went, oh, you're not going far enough to deport them all. Just come on. The point is that there's the hardened criminals is who we should get first. And Trump's been criticized. You know, Fuentes like, oh, he hadn't done enough. Now Fuentes has to admit Trump has scaled up. He's accelerating. And you really can't even criticize it. So But while we're all focused on the uprising, what happens if the Supreme Court tries to strike down Trump's tariff deal? It will be a disaster. We're screwed, as Trump said. That's coming up. Right now, let's go to phone calls. Speaking of Nick, let's go to Nick in Illinois. Nick, you're on the air. Welcome.
How's it going, Mr. Jones?
Good, sir. Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to say I really think that Trump needs a crackdown on the left hard. This is getting out of control. They're becoming more emboldened with this weak action. And if he doesn't invoke the Insurrection Act, I think I'm going to get upset.
Because I mean, I said that last night. I said, listen. It's been invoked by, what, six presidents. The last time was in, like, 1990 with the L.A. riots. 100%, they're not just attacking people and killing them. They're saying we're going to overthrow the government. The government's illegitimate. We're at war with the federal government. Trump needs to go ahead and do it. Go ahead.
You know, and I'm really upset when you see all these videos you're sharing, too, of these people calling for violence, that it's allowed on these platforms. You know, they'll silence voices like Nick Fuentes, and then they allow this open call for violence on their platforms. It's, you know, us on the right, we are demonized for being called fascists and Nazis, but we're never the kind of people that call for violence. We want peace for our families, you know, and to see this is really making me upset because it's like, you see how nasty these people are, you know, and we got to
Let's be clear. A bunch of them are known Democrat Party operatives, professionally lying, professionally saying, here's where they live, go kill them. They're Nazis, with mayors and governors saying they're criminals, we're going to arrest them. That whole backdrop is designed to get lunatics to kill people.
Yeah, and you know, and I really think too, and you've seen a rise on the far right, you know, and I can't thank you more than enough because I used to be a Democrat and listening to you with my brother back in when the Summer of Love and COVID happened, it really woke me up. So I just want to thank you. You know, I just started buying the Methylene Blue. It's kick-ass. I encourage everyone to go check it out. And, you know, Trump's just really got to crack down because the inaction is emboldening the left, and it's driving people, like even me, I'm becoming more far right now. You know, I used to be on the left, but just seeing how crazy these people are, it's like, you guys are pushing me to not like you. I just want
peace. At the same time, we see Trump is about to ban over 10% interest rates. He's banning big banks and brokerage firms buying up single-family homes. He got rid of tax on tips. Democrats are now stealing the money at the state level and keeping it themselves. I mean, it's just like, if you want a populist, he's not even a conservative, folks. He is literally Mr. Populist. I mean, he is literally Americana and troubled.
You know, I think a lot of us were frustrated, too, with his first year. Because there's a lot of focus on foreign, sorry, my language, but...
Well, that's right. If you're going to be a true isolationist, which I am, an America Firster, you still have to project power. And then by isolationist, it's all about your America First. That's just the way it works. But you still then have to use the power you've got to secure all that to even get the resources to build it here. No, Trump on foreign policy has done like a 110%. I mean, it's just spectacular. On control of the Justice Department, I give him an F-. And he knows that, too. He's just absolute trash. But DHS is newer. You know, I was very paranoid of DHS. It was set up to do bad things, but Trump has commandeered it. And since it's got new people and actually they follow the mission, it's doing a superlative job right now.
Well, I just want to thank you for taking my call. I'm a first-time caller. You know, I just want to see Trump start focusing more a little here on home because the left is out of control. I totally understand why people were frustrated. And, you know, some of us in my family, we're all listeners. We love you, Alex. You know, we think you're a true warrior, and we really appreciate you. And we just want to see him start cracking down on the left.
I know, but you have to understand. Look, I'm sure, have you ever had 10 people under you?
What's that?
Have you ever had 10 people that work for you?
Yes, sir. My family has owned bakeries for 100 years, right south of Chicago.
Well, I mean, I wasn't doubting it. What I'm saying is, then you know how hard it is to manage people.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, he's got 4 million employees.
I would get frustrated last year, and I'd take the MAGA hat off, but I got it on right back now because I really want to support him. I want to see this country do amazing so my children have something to... for their future.
Well, that's it. I mean, that's it. It's not even a lesser two evils. It's the Democrats are sworn to destroy us. Trump, imperfect, is doing everything he can. That's why we call out the stuff he does that's wrong. We back the good stuff. But at the end of the day, folks, I tell people, like, you get boosted by big tech if you attack Trump for no reason. So other people just attack him all day because they get higher numbers. We don't care about those numbers. They already have the Democrats under control. We want to go after Trump on real issues, support the good stuff. That's the key. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Mark in Arizona. Mark, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How are you today?
I'm all right.
I'm calling today about, I agree with the last caller that the Trump Justice Department has to do something with all these people just getting online and making these threats. They really need to be visited by
Agents. They're making specific terrorist calls to organize and kill a class of people, federal agents. Folks, I've had lawyers on, but I know back and forth. If you or I did that, we would be arrested so fast. We should be. This is terrorism. This is organizing criminal terrorist uprisings. And there you go. So, sorry, go ahead.
The other side, you know, they need to be visited. The other side of this, too, that
they need to fall down the stairs. They need to fall down the stairs, but go ahead.
Absolutely.
We've kind of passed that point now where, you know.
Obama had repealed the Smith-Mundt Act, which stopped allowed the American people to be propagandized. And for me personally, I believe that is what sparked a lot of what's going on now.
Oh, it's not your opinion. They got rid of the Smith-Mundt Act to engage in domestic propaganda. Then Obama put the funding in when he left office as a stay-behind sleeper cell against Trump. $2 billion was the seed money for the Countering Foreign Disinformation Propaganda Act. You're dead on. That's what we're facing right now.
That is. And I believe Trump should bring some sort of act back to stop that propaganda on the American people. It's a travesty that it ever happened.
Well, absolutely. Look, the executive orders are on the books from the Cold War that he can tell ABC News what to do. They haven't read him in on that, which I don't think he should do that. He should get rid of it. They still have the executive orders in place. That's how Obama and Hillary and that consortium still tells the corporate media, the late night comics, the scripts are all written by them. That's what they're still following the old orders. Trump left the old shadow COG Kanu government system in because they didn't fully read him in. He's partially read in. He's been cutting funding to it, but he has to get rid of the executive orders. He has to override it because there's still a parallel government running on the side. You understand?
Yes, I do. And it's just amazing that there's a group of people in the United States that have such a twisted view on the reality that's going on in our country. It's a shame to see that.
Well, I mean, let's be clear. Over $2 trillion stolen through the NGOs and the agencies. So you have to understand, even low-level people are making millions a year, bro. So their treason pays.
Well, they should be investigating these NGOs and who's paying these protesters. And that would be a great place to cut off the.
And we know it's Bill Gates's foundation is the main one, along with the Tides and Soros. We know.
Well, I believe if they stop paying testers and they cut that money off, that would alleviate a lot of the issue that's going on. The paid protester thing is gotten out of control.
Yeah, they've caught him red-handed there too. I mean, I just want to know this: why is Fauci and Bill Gates still walking around? Like, I'm not saying any violence against them. I'm asking, you know, just in general, why are they still walking around? Oh, yeah.
Taking my call, and I'm a longtime listener, and I love you, man.
Love you, too, brother. I'm still on my post, fighting to the end. Giving you everything I got, folks. I really appreciate you. I know you are as well. But know this, we're the real McCoy. Stay with us.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the Sea Moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the Sea Moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The Methylene Blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. It's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing,
but the formulas are good. I love the greens powder, but I've tried every different type of greens powder out there, and nothing has had as much stuff, amazing stuff packed into it, that has like a decent flavor to it. So the Optimal Human is like a daily staple.
It's good, right?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. And, okay. And I'm not saying that because just for you guys, but seriously, I've tried so many greens powders over the years, and it really is the best.
And are we paying you, Katie? Did we pay you to call in?
I would love to work for you. I swear, Alex Jones Fisher is on, like, my mantle with all of my family pictures.
That's like, amazing.
We love Alex.
Some people call in, this person, you're paying them. But, like, no, but our products really are good. People really like them. It's true.
Well, I accredited him to, like, the life-changing experience I had when I decided to leave California because I didn't want to bash Trump. And I listened to Jones when I found him. And I'm like, I got to get the hell out of here.
Right.
And so I moved back home to Ohio. And 3 months later, I met my husband. I feel like that life-changing event for me was because of listening to all the information that he gives. He's not like predicting the future. He's just giving you the information that's hard to find, where they're telling you what they're going to do.
Yeah. Well, now you have a 3-year-old kid, so your life's going great.
Yes.
I've said it before, but with a lot of these products, like, you really don't know what it's going to do for you because you might not know that you're lacking a vitamin or lacking a mineral. And it, like, happens all the time with iodine. Iodine is one of those things where, like, as soon as you start taking it, you're like, oh, I'm not supposed to. And I'm not a doctor. This is not a medical claim. But people experience this. I've heard it from my friends where they're like, I'm not supposed to be tired all the time. I apparently just was lacking iodine. And it's like, you don't know if you're going to feel more energetic, if you're going to sleep better, if you're not going to have chills anymore. It's like people sort of go around thinking that that's the way their body is. But it's like, no, you're missing a key component. You're missing a vitamin, you're missing a mineral, and you don't even realize it until you start taking something from the Alex Jones store. So I completely understand that you start taking the Irish sea moss and suddenly something that you thought was just the way your body is, no, turns out you can fix it. You can fix these things. Again, I'm not making medical claims, but you can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thanks for the plug, Katie.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Well, my voice may be weak, but my spirit has never been stronger. Thank you for joining us on this live Tuesday, January 13th, 2026 transmission. Wild horses couldn't drag me away. We're taking your phone calls. We have Juliette Bryant, a very well-known documented victim of Jeffrey Epstein's operations. I wanted to get her on with just all that's happened in the last few months, and that was the biggest thing ever and was going to implicate Trump, but it didn't. Now the Clintons don't want to testify before Congress. We'll spend an hour with her and then go back to your phone calls and all the other issues that I've got ready to cover after that. But the big front and center issues are Trump, when he says something that he has control of, he doesn't. He says, oh, we're going to back the Iranian opposition, the help's on its way. So what is that going to look like, some type of action? What do you think it's going to be? We've also got all these other big developments happening in the economy. I'm going to be getting to a lot of really exciting things Trump's doing, capping interest rates on credit cards at 10%. People say, oh, that's meddling in the market. Until the Clintons, they had caps on it under federal law. They brought back loan sharking, folks. Some people are paying like 25% compounding on credit cards. What a scam, folks. So We'll get to that as well. It's all coming up. Let's go back to your calls. Mike in Arizona. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good, brother.
Hey, my biggest issue or question is deals with closure. Whether we're talking about the fraud and the abuse or some of these investigations, nothing ever seems to come to closure. When you look at just the target-rich environment that the DOJ has right now and the FBI, and nothing's getting done. You have all the Doge exposed.
Doge. You mean fraud. Doge?
And even in the Smalley activities in Minnesota, everything just is all open out there, and it never seems like any closure. Is this a new phenomenon, or has this been going on forever?
Well, that's a really complex question. Obviously, there's more people, there's more money, there's more businesses, so things are more complex and more prevalent now because there's more people. Big-time corruption's always been protected to a certain extent, not just here but around the world in history, until real times revolution and reform comes. Sometimes those revolutions are good, sometimes they're bad, sometimes they're a mix. But there have been actually over 500 Somalis indicted in just the last 2 years. It's been going on, building to a head. A couple hundred Minnesota convicted alone. You've had a bunch of judges turn them loose when they're convicted. They're just kind of bagmen for the Democrats. So I don't want to even single out Somalis, though they're a corrupt group they use. It's kind of the front group. A lot of this is about 85% of lawyers in America are Democrats. That's because they fund all of it, the ambulance chasing all of it. In government, most, even your Republicans, are really Democrat lawyers. And so it's just kind of who they are. And so a lot of times the Republicans are running theft as well. Though, like I always said, Republicans steal about 10% of what Democrats do. Most Republicans aren't involved, but some of the leadership is. And Doge found about 92% of the fraud was Democrats, so 8% was Republican. Well, those are key Republicans, like Lindsey Graham, that are getting the money out of the NGOs. So they don't want it to come out because it'll bring the whole system down. So that's why Trump wants it. But then they'll get the indictments, and then the indictments get dropped later because the judges are corrupt, the lawyers are corrupt, the swamp is deep. And so where Trump does have control on foreign policy or on the border or on jobs, he's dominating there because his executive power allows him to implement. And his trade deal's been a success so far. Prices are starting to go down. Inflation is slowing. Mass investment has happened. Will the Supreme Court create a constitutional crisis and try to block that? That's the question. It's about to happen. Trump says we're screwed, close quote, if Supreme Court overturns his tariffs. So you have to know how government works, know the power of the president, know the other factions, and ask, is Trump doing the best job he is? The best job he could. And yes, could he do this better or that better? It's easy to Monday morning quarterback. He is night and day compared to the Democrats. So that's where, again, I try to spotlight bad stuff, try to get him back on track where it's wrong. And I actually see a big effect, not just by myself, but others. But overall, I'm just very, very thankful for what we're having happen. So I know it's easy to get frustrated and want instant gratification. Believe me, I'd like to see that as well. But compared to where we were 10 years ago, the world is so awake now compared to 10 years ago. So the ball's in our court. We have the initiative. History's on our side. The tide has turned.
Hey, thanks a lot, Alex. Thank you.
Thank you. But that doesn't mean we're all white-pilled and just sit around and eat popcorn with our thumbs up our patoots. But we can't just get all, oh, God. I mean, look what Kennedy's done alone. Tulsi Gabbard. She released 6 months ago, 7 months ago, total proof Obama ran Crossfire Hurricane, ran the Steele dossier, knew Trump was innocent, tried to overthrow the election, total treason. She said he should be indicted, they should all be indicted, nothing happened. She did her job. And they've been targeting her. The point is, you've got night and day when it comes to balls. I mean, this administration is... Twenty times better than the last one. And still, that was way better than Hillary. And we got better Supreme Court justices than what we would have had. See what I mean? It's like Don't. I mean, you know. And that's the way God works. If Trump would have been allowed to win and they hadn't stole it, would people have awoken as much as they did? No. The Lord works mysterious ways. That doesn't mean we didn't fight the election fraud. That doesn't mean we don't expose it. We do our job. God wants us to follow through and do what's right. He'll make the final decisions. It's that simple. Nick in Minnesota, thanks for calling. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, I agree with you 100%. The Lord does indeed work in mysterious ways. I woke up to you watching your police state videos, and sometimes I'm in Minnesota right now in the heart of the beast, and the belly, I should say, but I see it. They came after me January 6th and said that I was an insurrectionist and that I was a violent person and that I did all these things, but I went to the Capitol to pray. Me and my brother, we prayed. That's all we did. And cops pushed us, tried to push us down a flight of stairs, and we just stood our ground. We just said nothing violent to these police officers. We did nothing. We were there to pray. We loved on them. We prayed for them, and they came after us for that. And then the polar opposite, now you have these people just violently, that man sitting there threatening violence towards these police officers. I hope they have his face and facial recognition and go after him like they did us, and they just show up to his job someday and pull him away from whatever he's doing, because this is out of control. And I never thought I'd say this, but I do think that they need to implement the Insurrection Act. When I was woke, I was prepping for martial law. I thought I was going to be the one they were coming after back in the day. And now God has totally flipped the script. It's Haman's gallows. It's the cross. The enemy took the bait, and now we need to move, though. God's moving. We just need to hold these people accountable. And we need to start seeing some action, some justice. But we need to trust that God's got this. Everyone, we just need to, he's got this. As on earth, he's got this. So.
Yeah, well, it's a paradox, though. We have to fight. We have to ask God for help. We have to do the best job we can. And then God will carry us through with his plan.
Yes, I agree. We got to take action. We got to, prayer for one, but we need to be, we need to have a voice.
Here's the deal. This is what God's told me. You think you can fight the enemy. You think it's up to you. You put the weight on your shoulders. You're killing yourself. This is about 10 years ago. God literally told me this over and over again. Like, I literally almost like hear the voice, like, stop fretting. Stop freaking out. Stop being so stressed. You just do the best job you can. Have trust in me, and I'll carry it the rest of the way. And that's the attitude. You fight as hard as you can. But you don't worry about the outcome because you know God is in charge. God wants us to go 100%, and then he will carry us the rest of the way. Does that make sense? We can't try to quarterback it. We can't be the coach. We can't, try to know the master plan. We just do what's right, follow God's directives, follow God's will, follow the Holy Spirit, and we win. Thanks for the call. Gabriel in West Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Just need the voice into the air, how disturbed I am at some of what the news you just delivered today. In terms of what they're doing to my son, the father in me, it's hard for me to express that and how anybody could get away with that or do that in any way, shape, or form to an innocent, to a child. And so I just wanted to put that out there, how much I feel strongly that that's wrong. And I'm wondering what we could do about it. Are there laws on the books? Are we able to move forward collectively to follow the letter of the law?
Yeah, let me apologize to you because I'm listening to you, Gabriel. What about a child?
The news you delivered about Elon Musk's son and them wanting to go and do whatever and how they could know that he's a feminine at this age. Like I'm just really disturbed at it. I just felt like I needed to mention it. So, it's so hard for me to sit back and hear this and not really know what to do. And I had called and asked you before what we can do, how we can rally. Do we follow the letter of the law? The same thing that Fauci hides behind in terms of what we do collectively. I'm just really wondering what I do at this point. Like, I've had enough. I can't have an uprising. I can't form a militia without them coming after me. I can't say that I love my country. And the other thing, too, and I just need to say, I mean, you know, I'm a mail carrier, and when I see a ratty flag in front of someone's house, I offer to go change it. I talk to them about it. This is America. This is freedom. This is the land of resources and love. Blessed by God, right? And I know I'm ranting there a little bit, but what do we do? Like, how do we move forward as people? You know, and the other thing, too, I'm wondering is, like, where do we go in America? Is it Texas? Is it West Virginia? Is it Idaho? Where are like-minded people rallying to go to form communities for this next part? Because what's going to happen in this next part? Are we fools? Do we not see it happening? Do we not see people that are allowed to get away with the most outlandish, ridiculous things to break the law? People are breaking the law. Nothing's being done about it. And we have to use the letter of the law to move forward with grace and compassion to be able to fight back. So, I mean, I just really needed to say that to you, Alex, because there's a hurt in my Scottish soul. And I feel like I want to lash out, but if I do, I risk my family, I risk my daughter, I risk my livelihood. And for all those that are wanting to say, you come put my address on your website in terms of where my flag is hanging, and we can take it from there, right? I mean, it's a strange mixture of anger, disgust, not knowing what to do, not knowing where to aim my masculinity, seeing the feminization everywhere I look in the magazines, on TV. I mean, it's potent. All these satanic.
No, I hear you. So let me. You said a lot there, so I don't know which of the 15 okay. statements or questions I'm going to answer. Oh, I appreciate your call. Militias are constitutional. But you go set one up, the general public doesn't know that yet. They'll send feds in to try to provocateur. With so many questions and statements, it's impossible to respond. I think you made your points. The Democrats are trying to start a fight because they're politically losing. We are intellectually winning through facts. So they want violence because they're losing. I understand you're frustrated and see all the things they're doing and saying, well, I'm ready for war with them. But that's what they're trying to induct you into and prod you into. So that's really what you have to do is you have to get people to understand the big picture of the manipulation that's happening. And don't feel like it's your job militarily to, you know, lead some fight that's going to save us from these people. Grassroots, even people that work for the system are just brainwashed. We're in an intellectual, spiritual war. That's 95% of it is info war. If we go to the physical, it means we failed up to that point. And if we go to the physical, we'll end up winning that. But they're going to release viruses. They're going to knock the power out. It's going to get really nasty, folks. And then we'll have to do it because it's going to be a communist takeover. And then we're going to find out who wants to really fight. It's not going to be fun. And the fighting will be the fun parts. But the long months of no energy or no water, your family dying from an infection and no penicillin and, you know, just the, who knows, the nuclear fallout and just all that goes with it. It's like really a bad place to go. So, but know this, what the left has been setting up, what they've been pushing, what they've been supporting is such a nightmare. And you look at them not having any care in the world, undermining common sense, doing all that, it's because they're disconnected from God. So you get frustrated and say they got to be stopped. Yeah, but first you've got to get the people that aren't evil aware of why they're bad. So the left's talking about violence because they're losing. We need to be talking about how we educate people, how we inform young people. That's why they killed Charlie Kirk. The Democrats said we're going to kill him. They celebrated his death. Then they made a cottage industry out of having the influencers you could trust that were patriots say it was TPUSA with no evidence because that's all they could do. You got to just look back and see the facts, folks. Adam in Oregon, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, hey, thank you. I agree with you. It will be hell on earth if the left gets their way and drags us into some sort of new fight or war, civil war, something like that. Hey, my question for you is, you know, I agree with you. I think Trump's doing a great job, and I don't want to be a Monday you know, quarterback, and he's a hell of a lot better than anything Harris would be given to us. But I do, I think, like you've said in the past, he's a hospitality guy, you know, and I think he still wants people to like him too much, and I don't think he's fully accepted that half the people in this country are brainwashed and are not going to like him, no matter how well he makes the economy or how much.
Well, I mean, let's just be honest. The United States is 4% of the world's population. We use, get ready for it, more than half the drugs, illegal and prescription, on Earth. We pay for 78% of all drugs on Earth. We have been, it's been set up to bomb us with drugs, bad culture. It's a miracle we can even operate anymore. And the average American is a shadow of their parents, or a shadow of their parents, and they have turned us into a bunch of demonic slugs. And so when we look at the Democrats, all crazed, demonic, out of their minds, and think, ah, they're idiots, realize they're just a few levels down from us. And they're victims of this. Doesn't mean they're not dangerous, like a rabid dog. You can have, like, Old Yeller's your sweet dog, but, you know, gets bit by a raccoon or whatever that's got rabies. You got to put Old Yeller down. And so I look at all these leftists as Old Yeller. I don't take pleasure in it, but they are rabid. They are dangerous. They are stupid. They are out of their minds, and they're extremely dangerous. And that's just the reality of it. And yeah, they're into rhetoric. They're not into logic and facts and science and historical, you know, information. It's all about what sounds the best. And so we are fighting invincible ignorance. And that's why you can't grovel in invincible ignorance. You can't give it a job. You can't kiss its ass. You got to wall yourself off from it, build your better civilization, and not even talk to it. Because any engagement with useful idiots only emboldens them. So, yeah, we're dealing with a lot of really insane, dumbed-down people that just want to have a war. And, you know, they'll attack anything that's nonsensical. They'll support whatever the newest thing is. So that's basically it.
Remember you had Dr. Greer on, and he gave that list that he said Trump could do to show us this technology that you were referring to in the first hour. I say, like you've said before, we're in the fourth turning. It's happening. They're pushing their new world order. I think Trump should get ahead of it, make his own new world order. Follow Dr. Greer's steps, leave NATO completely, immediately sign a treaty with Russia, and let's go on the Ninth Crusade to free Western Europe again.
Absolutely. Not to take over the Middle East, but defend Christendom. And, I mean, that's really it. You have to recognize what it is. It's all defensive. Thanks for the call. We got Andrew, Jack, Pablo, Ryan, Joseph. I'm going to go to you. But if I don't do this, we won't be here. We have a huge sale that ends Friday. That's in 3.5 days, where anything you purchase on the site, a ball cap, a T-shirt, a ultramethylene blue, you get entered 50 times in the sweepstakes to win not one but two, because there's this crossover that's 1 week every 2 months, to get the Ford Raptor, but it also crosses over 50-time entry to get 50X entries to win the Raptor plus the brand new giveaway, a Ford F-250 diesel fully loaded and $10,000 cash. I'm not a sweepstakes guy. I'm not into prizes. Our sponsor is, but listeners love it. And I love meeting the listeners when they, you know, just last week a fella got a super turbo off-road Jeep. It's 500 horsepower. I've driven it. It's incredible. So it's an exciting thing. It's a fun thing. But really what's amazing is keeping this broadcast on the air, the great effect it has, and getting the supplements or wearing a Patriot T-shirt, the adventures you're going to have. That's what's really exciting. And if you go to thealexjonesstore.com, we can show some B-roll. We have this limited edition World War II modern edition with the brass knuckles all blacked out, murdered out, with the skull crusher, 10-inch double-edge stainless steel blade, with the high-tech scabbard that clips right on your belt or right on your pants. And it's got a 1950s or 1940s pent-up girl on the side with InfoWars. My famous quote, life is fiery with its beauty. Again, you've had five of the designs of this knife. This is the sixth. Limited edition. When I say limited edition, it's what's printed on it with laser etching. And it's a fundraiser. But today, I forgot, on top of all this, today only 40% off store-wide. That means on ultramethylene blue, bovine colostrum, our turmeric formula, the Shilajit formula, the Acre Sea Moss, all the strongest, all the best. You have 40% off on top of the existing sales. It is crazy. So check out the widest selection of Patriot apparel, the ball caps, the T-shirts, the hoodies, all of it. But whatever you do, if there's only 2,000 of this trench knife with this design, live is fire with this beauty. And as of last night when I checked, we sold 800 of them. So I'd imagine, and I bet right now we've sold 1,200 of them. I would imagine by tomorrow this knife will be sold out. We got another 2,000 that came in that's going to have a Crusader motif on it. And then we won't get more in for, you know, usually 3-4 months. That's all we can get out of a Texas company. But it's just a badass knife, folks. It is, you know, for total defense. It won't fail you. And you know, if everything hits the fan, not offensively, but defensively, you can get all the food, all the guns, everything you need with this. I mean, if the Iranians were trained over there, got a few soldiers with guns taking them out, I can get all the guns I ever wanted with something like this. The problem is they've not been brought up in warfare like the old-fashioned Texans were. But the point is that we're not looking for offensive war, but this you can trust. This won't fail you. To quote Conan the Barbarian's dad at the start of that film, where he says, you know, men, women, you know, whatever, you can't trust, but this, Conan, you can trust this. I mean, that battle knife, that trench knife right there. I mean, for taking care of business, to people who are attacking you, whatever, there's no games there. Because you're not just, depending on what you need to do, you need to punch somebody, defend yourself, you need to skull crush, need to flip it around, go in, go under. I mean, it's just, and it's stainless steel, slick blade, so it just goes in like butter. And we're not looking for trouble, but if you got to defend yourself, you want to take care of the enemy as quickly as possible, just fast strikes, and it's bye-bye. And if somebody's swinging at you, they got their own knife. It's not going to be as big as yours. And all you do is just start swinging that sucker out in front and just... You just go for the hand that's got the knife in it, or it's got the gun in it. Oh, there goes your fingers. This is what I would have in battle. This is what I go to war with. Life's fire with its beauty. World War II trench knife.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexShowStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. Now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rating. 5 milligrams of this a day. Most people think creatine is just about better muscle, healthier, more stamina. It's been proven. It's been documented. I'll show you what Grok had to say about it here in just a moment. But the first thing you need to understand is that it's not just making your muscles better or your body be able to do more exercise. It's doing all these incredible things for your brain and everything else. And that's really more and more what scientists are saying people should focus on with creatine. And just since I've been taking creatine for the last few months, it has had dramatic effects on my clarity, my focus, my energy, especially when used with ultramethylene blue. Again, everybody knows about muscle and performance, or most people do, but what are the other benefits? Grok says secondary emerging benefits, improves anaerobic capacity and power output, may increase glycogen storage in muscles when combined with carbs, potential brain benefits, improves cognitive performance under sleep deprivation or mental fatigue, possible neuroprotective effects being studied in traumatic brain injury, Parkinson's, depression, etc. May benefit vegetarians and others who have a lower level of creatine in their diet. Who benefits the most? Older adults, strength and power, people with low dietary creatine. It goes on and on. Bottom line, if you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones